Hello and welcome. This is DJ C at ACBRadio.org with news and views you can use. And very special greetings to you. This is Don Coco, recording for Main Menu once again. Nice to be with you. Today I'm reviewing a very special program from www.inspiredcode.net. That's www.inspiredcode.net. The name of the program is called Church Bells. The idea behind Church Bells is that it plays different carols and hymns, and also it will chime the clock throughout the day. Let's start up Church Bells and take a look at it. We're going to go first to the Start Menu.
Start Menu.
And we're going to go to the Program Group.
C equals Programs pull down. C equals Church Bells pull down.
And we're going to go to Church Bells.
Church Bells.
It takes a minute to bring
Church
the
bells.
Menu up.
Button. Edit box. Button. Okay. Dialogue. Church Bells. Graphic, you have the correct temporary unlock code. The timer only has about 30 more days on it. Please check your email soon for your full license number. Default button okay.
Now the first screen that comes up is the license agreement. And you need to get past the license agreement. And the way you do that is you page down to the bottom of the license agreement. This has been the best way I've done it. And then at the bottom of the screen there will be a button that will say click here to unlock. And when you press that, it will put you into the regular mode. It's like a safety type mode, that very first mode that he has it in, and that has just the license information. So the first thing you're going to want to do is unlock the program. Now once we've gotten past the license screen, we're going to be in a mode that's the safety mode, and this is the Explore Sounds mode. Now we have 27 different sounds here. This is the clock. The cost of this program is $35 for a single license. And that's what the clock will sound like. This beautiful clock will chime every 15 minutes and it will count each hour. Unless you alter the schedule, it goes from 5:30 a.m. through 2200 or 10 p.m. when it shuts down.
List box. Top. 1,000 less 90 seco for 1,000.
Now the first one is
of 27.
Blessed is thy name. And there are 27 beautiful hymns and carols here.
Amazing 88 sec, amazing grace, how sweet the sound. 2 of 27. Angels 108 sec, angels we have heard on high. 3 of 27.
What he's giving us is he's giving us the name of the song and how long the song is.
Angelus 189 sec, Angelus a Catholic call to mass. 4 of 27. Bless the 80 sec, bless be the tie that binds. 5 of 27. Chrysus 88 sec, Christ the Lord is risen today. 6 of 27. Closer 77 sec, just a closer walk with thee. 7 of 27. Fairest 93 sec, fairest Lord Jesus. 8 of 27. Faithful 101 sec, O come all ye faithful. 9 of 27. Firm 89 sec, how firm a foundation. 10 of 27. Friend 141 sec, what a friend we have in Jesus. 11 of 27. Hark 101 sec, hark, the herald angels sing. 12 of 27. Holy 96 sec, holy, holy, holy. 13 of 27. Rafter 150 sec, sweet hour of prayer. 14 of 27. Joy 81 sec, joy to the world. 15 of 27. Justice 89 sec, just as I am, without one plea. 16 of 27. Lobstery 128 sec, I love to tell the story. 17 of 27. Marriage and 89 sec, God rest thee merry, gentlemen. 18 of 27. Noel 128 sec, the first Noel. 19 of 27. Onward 117 sec, onward Christian soldiers. 20 of 27. Paid at 102 sec, Jesus paid it all. 21 of 27. Peel 59 sec, multi-bell wedding type peel. 22 of 27. Peel 386 sec, multi-bell peel, with echo. 23 of 27. Shave 16 sec, shave and a haircut, 2 bits. 24 of 27. Short peel 49 sec, short multi-bell peel. 25 of 27. Silent 133 sec, silent night, holy night. 26 of 27. Bottom. History 106 sec, this is my story, this is my song. 27 of 27.
And there we go. And we have 27 items, as you can see here, in the list box. Now,
Love Story 128.
Let's say we'd like to hear Love Story. Okay. So we'll go to it here.
Love Story 128 sec, I love to tell the story.
I love to tell the story is the actual name of the piece. And we have different buttons on the screen.
Button. Help.
That's a help. if you needed that. You will use the tab key to go from button to button and press the space bar on the buttons. By the way, we're using WindowEyes. We can't rate how well this program will work with JFW, but we believe it should work okay there too.
Button. Exit program.
You can, of course, exit the program.
Button. Done exploring sounds.
Done exploring sounds. Now, if I were to press this button, it will take me into the next level of menus, which I'm not going to actually demo today, but this will, is where you would design schedules and that sort of thing. You will, if you do want to design your own schedules, in other words, if you want certain songs to play at certain times during the day, other than the times that have come with the program, you can design your own schedules, but you do need to buy the copy before it will actually work. So I won't demo that, but that's what Done Exploring Sounds will do. It will take you to that level where you can design your own schedules.
Button. Registration.
Registration. That's how you'll register the program once you get your unlock code.
Button. Print list.
Print a list. You can print the list of songs.
Button. Sound mixer.
Sound mixer, that's just the Windows volume control. That'll bring up the main regular volume control.
Edit box description.
Then they have an edit box, which is a description.
Edit box. Length.
Then we have a length edit box.
Edit box. Sound file.
Then we have a sound file box. That would be the name of the file.
Button. Test sound.
Test sound just means play sound. So we'll press the space bar on that and listen to this beautiful hymn called Love Story.
Edit box. Sound for Love Story.
Just beautiful. Just totally beautiful. And $35 for a single license, it is money well spent indeed. www.inspiredcode.net. That's www.inspiredcode.net. And I want to take a second to talk about how you will install this program, because this program is a bit different than the standard typical Windows installer. So let's review the procedure for installing the program. So when we get to the website, what we need to do is we need to go to the download link, and then we need to download all items on that page and put them into a directory, your download directory or wherever you'd like to store files. What we're going to do first is we're going to download COM95 and COM98. Now, you may not need either one of these particular files, but since the installer will look for these files, you will have to have these files in your directory, so make sure you download them both. Then you are going to download a file called churchbells.txt, and churchbells.txt you will need to rename. That's the actual installer engine. You need to just change the txt part of it and name it .bat so that it says churchbells.bat. Then you must download churchbells0.zip through churchbells16.zip. So as you can see, there are quite a number of files. I might tell you that this program takes up a lot of space, so you will want to make sure you have quite a bit of space available for this particular program. But again, it will be well worth your time. Once you've downloaded all of these files into your directory, just go to the directory and run churchbells.bat and wait. Basically what will happen is it will unpack and go through. It will make sure that all 16 files are present, and then it will pop up the regular Windows installer. Yes, you can run churchbells.bat as a Windows installer program. So run it just from your Windows directory there, you'll be fine. You can also, if you choose, you could run it from DOS, but no need to do so. You can run it just from Windows. As I say, it will take a while to install. But once installed, then you'll just run Church Bells itself, get past the license agreement, we talked about that, and you will be on your way. So there's some hints on setting up this program.
Button. Help.
It is a very nice program, I think. The gentleman, his name is Brian Robeson, and I've been in contact with him. Very nice, nice gentleman indeed. And he has told me that it took him, basically what they did is he digitized each bell. And he said it took hundreds of hours to do this. To close this program, I'd like to play a piece called What a Friend We Have in Jesus. I was so impressed with this beautiful program that I bought it. I think it's money well spent. www.inspiredcode.net. That's www.inspiredcode.net. Well, that's it until next time. So on behalf of the Main Menu team, this is DJC at acbradio.org. Thank you for listening.